Now eagerly laid hold upon it. All fear of their relatives was gone, and the truth alone was exalted to them. They had been hungering and thirsting for truth. It was dear and more precious than life. I asked what had made this great change, and the angel answered, "It is the latter rain, the refreshing from the presence of the Lord, the loud cry of the third angels." Brothers and sisters, this lessening company takes place at the Sunday law, right? It's the latter rain, as the refreshing from the presence of the Lord that we're going to look at in our next presentation, which makes it black and white that the judgment of the living is progressive. But it's at this time period that the company, the numbers of the company lessen, and that there's people that come in immediately to fill their places, people that have been bound, but suddenly they can't be bound any longer. The truth is too precious to them, and they come and take their stand, and they endure persecution with us, as we were told in another passage. That was Early Writings, page 271. Testimonies, volume 5, 226, says this: "Impressions that will never be effaced are made upon many who have been self-satisfied, who have thought their own standard of character to be sufficient, and have felt no need of the righteousness of Christ." So, she's talking about self-satisfied people who don't think they have any need of spiritual things. But she says that impressions have been made upon their mind that will never be erased. But then what does she say? When the future test comes, when enlightenment comes to them, not a few of these will take their stand with God's remnant people. When's the future test? What's the future test? It's the Sunday law. It's at the Sunday law that the unfaithful leave, and that those people outside of Adventism will respond and come and stand with them, the 11th hour workers. In the 1888 materials, page 510, 511, it says this: "The word was spoken to me. Speak to the people all the words that I shall give thee. Wake up the mighty men. Let them become fully aroused, that they may with pen and voice stir up the people to whom God has given great light, that they may let their light shine forth in clear, steady rays to the world. A world is to be warned, and when the third angel's message goes forth with a loud cry, minds will be fully prepared to make decisions for or against the truth." Brothers and sisters, this is giving us some real specifics about what's taking place in the judgment of the living. When the third angel goes forth at the Sunday law, minds are already fully prepared. That's why it isn't seed sowing time. The seed sowing time is before that time. That's when the impressions need to be made.